Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome. Yes, is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show 228, 17 edition, podcast 828. I'm going to first talk about a summary of age proof, how you can be age proof, live longer without running out of money or breaking a hip. So I'm essentially interviewing myself on that. Gene Chatsky was on 824 and 825 talking about it as well. And we're going to talk a little bit about the medical aspects. And then we have a great guest, spectacular guest coming up, Neil Barnard, author of The Cheese Trap. He's also a great author of 17 other books. That's impressive. He's research has been published in Scientific American, the American Journal of Cardiology, other major journals. He's president and founder of Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, a nonprofit organization based in Washington, D.C. He's a frequent lecturer appearing across the country. He's an adjunct professor of medicine at George Washington University, and he lives in Washington, D.C. His other books include the New York Times bestseller Power Foods for the Brain, 21-Day Weight Loss Kickstart, and the USA bestseller Dr. Barnard's Program for Reversing Diabetes. He'll star in his fourth PBS special coming up called The Cheese Trap. And I, of course, am Dr. Michael Roizen. We'll cover the best of the news stories this week as well, and the ones we don't get this week, because we're doing the two interview section, if you will, we'll get to next week. Guests coming up, by the way, on 321, we have Dr. Edwin Poseidas, who's director of oncology at UCLA, who'll talk about blood biopsies. That is not a book, but talking about how to speed cancer diagnosis and predict spread. Coming up on the March 28th, the deadliest enemy, our war against germs, talking about the new way you've got to fight them, because what can you do if the antibiotics don't work? Isabella Wartz is coming up on the next week after that. That's, I guess, the 4th of April. She's going to talk about Hashimoto's protocol, how to treat Hashimoto's, which is one of the fastest growing diseases. It is a disease of the thyroid. And then Meredith Wadman coming up on the 11th of April, talking about the vaccine race. And this one you'll definitely want to put on your calendar on 418, the telomere effect with Elizabeth Brackburn. But today we have also, in addition to Neil Barnard, I'm going to talk a little bit about age proof. You probably heard about it. We're releasing it today. We're on the Today Show today, this morning, Gene Chatsky is, and tomorrow, and the next day. So 3 days in a row. And then on Friday, we'll be on the Dr. Oz Show. But all the money, what this really is about age proof, is all the money means nothing if you can't get out of bed. And the healthiest body in the world won't stay that way if you're frazzled about six figures worth of debt. In age proof, today's show financial expert Gene Chatsky is the co-author, and I'm the Cleveland Clinic's chief wellness officer. We're going to explain, and we do explain, the crucial connection between health and wealth, which will give you, if you read it or listen to it, it's on Kindle, and buy it early, by the way. We would love if you bought it early, because it's important to get the word out. That's the only reason we write these books, is to be able to help you change your health, and obviously we get the word out if there's a bigger, if you will, splash about it early. Well, we're going to talk about the crucial connection between health and wealth, giving you all the tactics, strategies, and know-how so you can live longer, healthier, and without worrying about money. The principles and what we found, and Jean Chatsky is really the motivator of this, she's brilliant at this, the principles that allow us to achieve a better body allow us to do the same for our investment portfolio. from inflow and outflow of both calories and money to erasing common mistakes that leave you with a 401k that's too flat and a belly that's just the opposite to slashing the number one driver of poor health and poor wealth, stress, and more. Dr. Gene Chatsky and I will detail scientific ways to improve behavior, tipping the health and money scales in your favor. We offer tips to beat the system, and by automating how we do things and limiting our decisions in the face of too much food and too many investment choices, we're going to provide a plan for both your financial independence and your biologic strength with action steps to help you meet your goals. I'm going to give you some of the summaries now because these are my favorite things. So what we'll talk about, if I haven't lost my page here that I wanted to talk about things, we're going to talk about the age-proof essentials. First, we'll talk about living the age-proof life. What do we mean by that? That means how you can use budgeting. Budgeting, we know, allows you to manage your inflow of income and your outflow of expenses. Well, managing your health is all about budgeting, too. Through very few people think about it like this, you really have to manage the inflow of nutrients and the expenditure of energy. And we'll get you so you live like 200,000 miles on your car as opposed to living like 70,000 miles in 1970. We'll teach you how to assess, use the diagnostics to figure out where you stand financially and medically so you know where to go. How to easily change behaviors. That's really the key to success in both the wealth and health arenas, so that you know how to work hard and without trying hard. That is, how do you get it to be automatic so you don't have to work hard to succeed? We'll talk about slashing stress and the number one poor driver of health, that is the number one driver of poor health and of inadequate money, that is stress. And how to use stress to work for you rather than against you is what we teach you. And importantly, how to build strong teams. One of the biggest mistakes people make in both arenas of health and wealth is that they think they have to keep everything private in health and everything private in wealth. Well, private doesn't mean you should go it alone. In fact, having the proper team around you is key. And then we're going to also talk about how to build that strong team and to keep it. And then how to budget, we've talked about that. How to erase mistakes, that's a lot of what we do on the Dr. Oz Show on Friday. So you'll want to look at that Friday show. That is how to get rid of credit card debt, how to build it so that you don't have stress financially, and how to build yourself so you're using the proper nutrients. And then we'll talk about how to create strong environments both at home and work. And that's what we'll do with Age Proof and how we'll get you to be age proof. That is how you can live longer without running out of money or breaking a hip. By the way, I often ask this, what's the best exercise so you don't break a hip? Well, the best is actually jumping. That's right, 20 jumps morning and night. It's the only exercise we know that has randomized controlled data where you actually increase between ages 50 and 70, if you're doing it, the aggregation of bone. That is making your bones stronger than weaker, just 20 jumps a day on a hard surface. Okay, what are the top news stories of the week? We don't have as much time as I'd like to it, but researchers have found another reason to avoid fast food: the chemicals in packaging. How a spice cabinet can keep you healthy. A handful of nuts is good for your health. How good? We'll tell you about it. Quitting smoking has proven to be the hardest resolution. Only 3% keep it by the end of the year. An anti-diabetic drug may cut pancreatic cancer risk. We'll tell you which drug and why that's important for you, and how to do the shortest workout possible, and the mistake of clean eating. Is there such a thing as clean eating or clean food? We'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about that flu hospitalizations and deaths are still increasing. Yeah, it's late February, but they're still increasing. Red meat increases diverticulitis risk 58%. And why the lawmakers are getting so much trouble over Obamacare. We'll be right about repealing Obamacare. And our guest, just coming up in about 10 minutes, the wonderful, the great Neil Barnard, who's the author of The Cheese Trap, How Breaking a Surprising Addiction Will Help You Lose Weight, Gain Energy, and Get Healthy. But first, let's talk about researchers finding another reason to avoid fast food, the chemicals in packaging. Yes, chemicals in packaging have been associated with cancer and other health problems. They're in your fast food packaging. That's right. Researchers found substances which can leach into food, especially if you keep it wrapped for a long time, in sandwiches and dessert wrappers and paperboard containers. There, if you don't have enough reasons to avoid fast food, this is another reason. Per and polyfluoroalkyl substances are used in the non-stick, stain-resistant, and waterproof products. Fast food packaging manufacturers use them to keep sauces and, if you will, some grease from leaking through the wrapper. So, you know, if you have anything like a hamburger or French fries, it's got to be stored in one of these type of package wrappers, and most of them have enough of these cancer-causing substances to be detrimental or risky to you. We don't know exactly how much is in it, because all this was a quantitative study, but the authors found that in virtually all of the fast food packaging, there were these perfluorinated compounds, which are risky to you. Now, forget about that. Make your own food at home. And how can a spice cabinet help you? Well, spices and herbs are delicious and add variety to the food you make and eat. And they're much more than flavor enhancers. They're nutritionist powerhouses. Why? Because the plants have them. That's where they come from. That's right. Spices and herbs come from plants, which means they have plant phytonutrients, and they're used by the plants to ward off diseases. So the favorite ones, the anti-inflammatory ones, if you will, ginger, garlic, cinnamon, and turmeric. None of these, of course, is a magic bullet, but they add that cinnamon, the garlic, the ginger, turmeric, all add great spice to your food. Try a food. So I talked to someone who said, I don't really like salmon. Well, try it when it's garlic-laden. Try it when it's got ginger and garlic. Try it when it's got herb roasted, when you put walnuts on top of it with mustard crusted. Those are all things that give you great flavor and great taste and different tastes. I even, you know, I roast my nuts. So that is, you put in walnuts into a toaster oven for 9 minutes at 275 degrees in the toaster oven, and they take a totally different flavor. Then you roll them on a rolling pin, so you mash them up. You put mustard on top, and turmeric is in the mustard as well as mustard seed on top of it. Paint your salmon with it, and then put the walnuts on top of it, those toasted walnuts. Oh! The flavor is unbelievably different and unbelievably delightful. So you can vary what you have in salmon. It doesn't even taste like what you had in salmon. And it makes an easy way to accentuate fish, meat, chicken, vegetables, whole grains, and lentils. And that handful of nuts that we have that we rolled up, and whether you do it with walnuts, which are my favorite, or almonds, or any nut, it is healthy for you. Handful of nuts reduce the risk of death from heart disease by about 30%. It's amazing. Reduce just a handful of nuts a day, reduce the risk of cancer 21%. In this large study that was out of Imperial College in London. So they looked at this group of 20 other studies. They did the analysis of them, and just an ounce of nuts a day, 29% reduction in cardiovascular disease, 21% reduction in cancer. Really amazing data. Much better than you would have expected from just eating nuts. And nuts are really, obviously, very flavorful. What about the quitting smoking being the hardest resolution? And I know I'm going fast today, and that's because we've only got a limited time before Neil Barnard comes on talking about the cheese trap. He's written a wonderful book about why cheese is a surprising addiction, and with help and getting rid of it, you can lose weight, gain energy, and get healthier. The book, The Cheese Trap by Neil Barnard. But now, let's talk about quitting smoking. This is interesting. When you look at your evaluation of your resolutions, you started in January, and this was a group that looked at over 2,000 people. 8% had chosen to quit smoking. Only 41% lasted through January with that resolution. Doesn't mean they quit, but they still had that resolution. 13% remained of the group that chose it, remained smoke-free, that is, had actually done it by the end of March, and only 4% by the end of the year. It's a chemical addiction, and willpower can't win. You need help. This is one thing. Get help. Go to a program that's, you can look it up. We've put it in You. This is your do-over. We've put it in You, the owner's manual, You Staying Young, because smoking is such an ager. It ages you 10 years. You have 18 more years of disability, meaning you're going to die about 10 years early, and you have 18 years of disability, meaning you're about 14 years older. By the way, people who try and lose weight, well, they're a little better than that. 43% of them are still doing it at the end of the year. How about those to improve relationships? 58% say they will have stuck with it by the end of the year. For cigarettes, it's not impossible. Difficult, yes. But when you do it with walking as a behavior, a buddy that you're accountable to every day, just tell the buddy the number of steps you do. We have this program called Enforcer E-Coaching, and it's wonderful if you do that because we have an accountability buddy for you. We give you the pill that is bupropion, the anti-craving pill in a very low dose, 100 milligrams twice a day, patch of nicotine to get you over the tough spot, but we last for 6 months in a declining way, and by the end of 6 months, you will be able to get rid of smoking. Let me do one more story before we go to Neil, and I'm going to do two more stories before we go to Neil Barnard. The antibiotic drug is associated with the reduction in prostate cancer risk. It is one of the what we call the sulfonylureas, was associated with a twofold increase in the risk of metastatic prostate cancer. And it actually increased prostate cancer, not decreased it, it increased it. Now, one more word, clean eating. Clean eating, that's a fuzzy term. It doesn't mean anything. The FDA doesn't know what it means. No one knows what it means. That's why it works to market you. Don't believe clean eating. That is, it doesn't mean anything. We're going to talk to Neil Barnard about clean eating by getting rid of cheese. When he comes on in just a few seconds, we'll be talking about the cheese trap. Neil Barnard is, of course, a world-class physician who, in fact, is a world-class author as well. He's written 17 books, including New York Times bestseller. We'll talk to him about a number of them. Past podcasts, you want to hear the guests, 825 and 826, the great Gene Chatsky, finance editor of the Today Show, and also co-author of the book with me. It was her idea, Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip. Author of James Hamlin, senior editor of The Atlantic, in 823 talked about if our bodies could talk, a guide to operating and maintaining the body. And my favorite so far this year, other than Gene Chatsky, of course, well, actually, I've got two favorites. One is Skinny Liver with Kristen Kirkpatrick in podcast 822. But coming up, the great Neil Barnard. After him, on 321, will be the head of oncology at UCLA, Dr. Edwin Posadas, talking to you about just taking your blood and being a blood biopsy that gives you a way of speeding whether you've got cancer or not, and whether it will spread and how to treat it. Coming up right away, Dr. Neil Barnard with the Cheese Strap. We'll be right back.